Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
America's gotten too soft. America's gotten too soft. This quote is spot on. I want to find the exact quote for you here. I was just doing, you know, you're always doing show prep for a show like this, but there was a headline that caught my eye, especially since I just got back from getting the huge opportunity to go attend UFC 300 down in Las Vegas over the weekend. But this headline caught my eye from the website DNYUZ.com. Dana White, Donald Trump, and the rise of cage match politics. As the chief executive of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, Mr. White was the arena-filling, Trump-loving, perpetually smirking public face of a multi-billion dollar sport. Anyway, there's this big piece on Dana White and a lot of talk about not just UFC and why, you know, UFC is such a popular sport, but why the UFC fan base also loves Donald J. Trump. And why President Donald J. Trump loves the UFC fan base in particular. But it's kind of this this write-up on Dana White. And it was really cool seeing Dana White and Joe Rogan on stage Friday when I went to the UFC weigh-ins at the MGM Grand Friday afternoon ahead of the Saturday night fight at the T-Mobile Arena. Because, yeah, what a force Dana White and Joe Rogan have both become and been here, of course. But, yeah, there was this quote. I'm trying to find it here. I was reading the article during the break, and I thought, man, I got to print this one up and pull this quote out because this is exactly right. And this was what I talked about in the run up as we were interviewing some of the folks, you know, like Nate Kahana, the CEO of Anthem Snacks, who led the trip down to UFC 300. They're the official jerky of UFC right now. But that was part of why I was saying why I was so excited to go to UFC 300 and why even those of us who don't necessarily follow every single fight, every single match, why we love UFC, because we've got to rebuild this warrior ethos as Americans. We've got to toughen up our country, especially because look at the tough times we're going through right now. But if you think times are tough right now, you just imagine what's coming for us. I mean, look at with these wide open borders that are taking place right now. You had a woman waving a Hezbollah flag on Wall Street yesterday. You've got people openly chanting death to America on the streets of America. Look at the way our borders are wide open right now. Joe Biden and John Tester are allowing any threat that wants to get into America into this country. And then they're still allowing Iran, the terrorist regime in Tehran, access to billions of dollars. I'll tell you what, you think we need to rebuild a warrior ethos in America? We need to make America strong again? We need to make Americans tough again? You're dang right. We need to do it. Hey, one of the guys we got to catch up with yesterday on the show, he was at the UFC 300 fight with us. Incredible guy. Man, this guy is a beast. You tell you what, you want to get tough? You want to get mountain tough? If you missed our chat yesterday, I'll tell you a little bit more about it here coming up after the break. Plus, we got a full story on our Montana Talks website.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Senate conservatives say if they don't get their way with motions and parameters on an impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, they will bring the Senate to a parliamentary standstill. That includes getting an agreement from all 100 senators to conduct the most basic of Senate business, such as when to meet each day. At this point, the Senate doesn't have major legislative or executive traffic looming. Yes, there is FISA and Ukraine, but frankly, the Senate doesn't absolutely need to do very much until all spending bills come due again in the fall. So major monkey wrenches in the gears won't be pretty parliamentarily, but they may not have much practical impact. The reason this might not have much practical impact? The Senate has a standing order, which requires it to meet each day at noon Eastern time, except Sunday, unless there's an agreement. So if conservatives really want to go to the mat, they might be holding up a daily agreement on when the Senate might meet. But the impact would be negligible. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. with a mix of clouds and sunshine developing today. High temperatures will range from around 57 in Bozeman to the mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, we can expect cloudy skies along with some scattered rain showers developing in the Billings area. Rain showers turning to snow in the Bozeman area with low temperature readings about 28 with an inch or two in Bozeman. Lows about 36 in Billings. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When choosing a rewards credit card, many people deliberate about whether they should select a card that gives them cash back or travel rewards. But if you're deciding between the two types of cards, it comes down to your lifestyle. Since the main appeal of a cashback card is earning money back for purchases, you'll want to select a card with a reward structure that aligns with your spending habits. Travel credit cards come in two varieties, general purpose travel rewards cards and the so-called co-branded cards, which bear the name of an airline or hotel chain. They don't offer as much flexibility as travel credit cards, but they can provide perks that general purpose travel cards do not have. Bottom line, when selecting a card, be realistic about how you're going to use it. A travel card is an excellent choice if you travel frequently, while a cashback card is usually less expensive and comes with more versatile rewards. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. If you go to our Montana Talks website right now, you'll see this headline. This Montana man will make you mountain tough. Real quickly, though, going back to this Dana White profile piece here, Dana White, Donald Trump and the rise of cage match politics, looking at the chief executive of the UFC of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, this profile of Dana White. He told an interviewer last year, America has become so soft. Quote, if you even have this much savage in you, everything out there right now is for the taking. But this was a lot of what we've been talking about in the run-up to our coverage of UFC 300 and getting to head down there is like, man, it's just we need to develop this warrior ethos again. We've got to toughen up America and Americans once again. Well, I'll tell you what, you want to get toughened up, you want to get ready for a backcountry hunting trip coming up next fall or you name it, there's a guy in Bozeman, Montana, who can get you mountain tough. In fact, they've got an app for that. It's the Mountain Tough app. MTNTOUGH, all caps, Mountain Tough. I've been hearing so many great things about not just this company and this app in Bozeman, but just also about the founder as well, Dustin Diefendurfer. The guy grew up in Billings, Montana. Hunting has always been a big part of his life, and so he started this whole, fitness program, and he's got, an incredible facility in Bozeman where what they do is they use this kind of as, their training grounds and their gallery, shall we say, their studio for their fitness app that streams all over the world, where basically if you have this app on your phone or on your smart TV, you could be in your garage, you could be in your basement, you could be at a gym in Scobey, Montana or wherever and do their fitness workouts. And anyway, it's just taken off. He even got flown out to Fort Moore, it's called now. Most of us know it as Fort Benning, Georgia, and was doing workouts with the Army Rangers out there because they wanted to get a chance to do his mountain tough workout with him there in person. So that's how much of a beast this guy is. Anyway, it was so cool to get a chance to hang out with the Mountain Tough founder, Dustin Diefendurfer, down. He was part of our crew in Las Vegas for UFC 300, and then he was also there for this tour of UFC's Performance Institute. But I asked him yesterday, if you missed it, later in the morning, he joined us in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show, and I asked him kind of to describe this whole Mountain Tough program that's headquartered in Bozeman, Montana?
So Mountain Tough is mission-specific training for the backcountry hunter and military athlete. And it's expanded since our original founding year in 2016 and 2017 to now it's a great program for anyone looking for a very high level of functional fitness, which we define as being a hybrid athlete. And a hybrid athlete is really strong, so they have a great strength baseline, but they also have a great amount of endurance and stamina as well. So hybrid training is a little bit more difficult to accomplish because if you just focus on cardio, you're going to have great endurance but low strength. And if you just focus on strength, you're going to be incredibly strong, but you're not going to be able to, you know, run up the stairs. You're not going to have the endurance or cardio. And we want Mountain Tough customers to have both. And if you have both at a 80% level, then you're kind of ready for what anything that life is going to throw your way. You're ready for that. So that's what we do. And we deliver it all over a native app. And it's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun.
I was going to say, I know in chatting with, like, you know, Colonel Gilman and the crew at Warriors in Quiet Waters, you've actually brought some of the Warriors in there to your training lab. But in reality, you've got this full gym, full lab, and it's really more of a fitness studio to promote your Mountain Tough programs that are going out electronically all over the world, right?
Yeah, it was really interesting seeing that UFC performance this weekend in Vegas, because that UFC Performance Institute is an innovation lab. Those fighters, their fighters are all over the world, and most of those fighters are training with their coaches and their staff at home. So some of them might live in Boston or Hawaii, but their striking coach is with them at home. Their jiu-jitsu coach is with them at home. But the UFC is pumping out a lot of data and research from that innovation lab. In a lot of ways, that is what Mountain Tough is doing. It's a very similar model where we have this amazing facility in Bozeman, and we're testing and researching and studying athletes every day, all the time. But we're delivering that information through our community through the app. And so we'll test programs on hunters, and then we'll release that program in the app once we know that it works. Or we'll test like a smoke jumper program, and then we deliver it through the app. And so it's really similar to that UFC Performance Institute, where we still have athletes in here working out every day, but we're taking what we learned and pumping it out from there.
All right, there you go. That was part of our conversation with the founder of Mountain Tough in Bozeman. He was with us on the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. We also had Willie Blazer, the great Willie Blazer from Willie's Distillery, Nate Kahana, CEO of Anthem Snacks, Bozeman based, Greg Putnam with Little Bell Cattle Company, and more in yesterday's show. If you missed it, full podcast audio in that very story right there about the Montana man who will make you mountain tough.
Securing America.
The Pentagon reflecting Monday on the efforts of American troops this past weekend in helping Israel shoot down just about all of the more than 300 missiles and drones launched towards Israel by Iran and its proxies Saturday night. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder.
It's pretty telling that Iran launched over 300 air threats, as I highlighted, and 99% of those were knocked down.
Ryder reiterating the United States' stance on conflict in the Middle East.
While the United States does not seek escalation, we will continue to take all necessary action to defend Israel and U.S. personnel.
He says relationships built over time were the key to successfully defending the attack.
Not only with Israel, but with countries throughout the region.
Adding that
those kinds of relationships and the ability to work together, to interoperate together, all played out and saved many lives.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Well, farmers know that input costs continue to climb, and diesel and gas prices also are continuing their price hikes this week. The national average gas price increased last week, climbing 3.1 cents from a week ago to $3.60 a gallon. The national average is up 4.2 cents from a month ago and 5.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. The national average diesel price fell 1.2 cents last week and is $4.01 per gallon. That's 16 cents lower than a year ago. According to AAA, gas prices are currently priced at $3.59 a gallon, while diesel is 3 cents higher than the national average, coming in at $4.04 a gallon. And last week in our local livestock markets, USDA reports for the state's weekly summary that 5.5 to 6 weight steers were priced at $3.12 to $3.24, 6 to 6.5 weights $2.92 to $3.09. 2 to 4 year old bred cows were bringing $1,800 to $2,450, with the 5 to 8 year old bred cows $1,700 to $1,850. Slaughter cows anywhere from $91 to $146 a hundredweight. Slaughter bulls in Montana seeing a price of $112 to $169 a hundredweight. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The bullet isn't in your arm, it's actually in your brain. Absolutely disgusting, absolutely shameful. I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet. This is what Chuck Schumer's dark money political action committee is saying in an attack against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and Republican U.S. Senate candidate. You need to remember this. Every time you see one of these fake phony campaign commercials from liberal Senator John Tester, every time you see one of these fake phony commercials from Chuck Schumer's Last Best Place pack or from his Senate Majority pack, just remember how shameless these guys are. So as we told you a little over 1 week ago, you know, the fake news press has been doing a full court press. They got their polling back. They got their polling back in the most important U.S. Senate race in the country. And what did the polling tell them? The polling told them that Navy SEAL veteran is up 3 points over liberal Senator John Tester. That one seat will likely determine who controls the United States Senate. That one seat will determine whether we have open borders or whether we secure America again. That one Senate seat will help determine whether or not we continue down this path towards World War III or we continue down a path of peace like we saw under the Trump years. That one Senate seat will tell us whether we get federal judges on the bench here in Montana and elsewhere across this country that attack your Second Amendment rights or uphold your Second Amendment rights, that shut down your public land access or protect your land access, that give you cheaper energy or give you more expensive energy that we've seen under Joe Biden and John Tester. So as we told you a little over 1 week ago, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, not only did he get the Bronze Star for Valor after an IED, or actually the Bronze Star for Valor came as he, under enemy fire, rescued a comrade. In fact, I could read this citation for you if you want. I don't know if David and George got to it on Friday while I was out for the UFC, but I've got the printout. I've got the full citation for Tim Sheehy's Bronze Star for Valor. He also received a Purple Heart. And the Purple Heart was from an IED attack against him. The bullet that is in his arm, remember, we told you a little over 1 week ago, Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men, and he never said anything about it while he was in Afghanistan. Never sought recognition for it, never tried to get a Purple Heart for the bullets that is in his arm. The Purple Heart is for something totally separate here. He took a bullet for his men and then stayed quiet about it in order to protect his men. And now here you have Chuck Schumer and John Tester and their political action committee here mocking him, saying, "The bullet isn't in your arm, it's actually in your brain." The National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is, of course, led by Montana Senator Steve Daines right now. And, of course, Montana native Jason Thielman is the executive director of the NRSC. He was just in Montana last week and joined us on the show. The NRSC sent this out via X. They said, this is disgusting. Chuck Schumer's PAC, which is spending millions for John Tester, mocks Tim Sheehy's war injuries. The bullet isn't in your arm. It's actually in your brain. These people are sick and twisted, and they will try to tear down anybody that they see as a threat to their political power back in Washington, D.C. Speaking of Tim Sheehy, he shared this yesterday. Cheap gas, secure borders, safe streets, good schools, boys are boys, girls are girls. This is simple stuff. Let's get it done. Retire Tester. And then he shared this video from a recent Lincoln-Reagan Day dinner on why he is running.
I'm running because this country is the greatest country in the history of mankind. It's secured more freedom and opportunity for more people than anything in the history of this world, and we've got to protect it, and we've just got a few short years to do it. I think we've got a few issues to run on. We focus on these issues. 2024 is going to be a landslide. What are those issues? Americans want cheap gas, secure border, safe streets, good schools, boys are boys, girls are girls. This is simple stuff. Let's get it done. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Go to x.com/Aaron Flint. You can find that video and much more. But look, I think there, the left, Chuck Schumer, John Tester, and their fake news media allies, they are in a freaking panic right now. John Tester was down in the polls, so it's a full court press by the fake news press. Just like they've had these political persecutions against Donald J. Trump, they're doing the same thing to a Bronze Star for Valor Purple Heart veteran, desperate to save their majority so they can keep the border wide open.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Back in court in New York this morning, former President Trump on social media again complaining about the judge and the partial gag order in his criminal case. Nobody's chosen for the jury yet. More than half the candidates brought in yesterday say they couldn't be impartial.
One of the prospects, a Manhattan bookseller, said, quote, I feel that no one is above the law, whether it's the former prez, the sitting prez, or a janitor. One woman left the court telling a court officer, I just couldn't do it.
Fox's Eric Sean. Israel's war cabinet is reportedly divided over a response to Iran launching drones and missiles at Israel Saturday.
Many Western countries condemned the 300-strong missile and drone assault on Israel, but are still urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to respond in a way that might make things worse.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. NASA confirms discarded equipment from the International Space Station crashed into a home in Naples, Florida last month. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. Get your phone calls in now because we've got John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joining us here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I think he's going to stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour as well. At least I'm hoping he does because we've got a very interesting guest, a couple of great guests that are going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and hopefully John will stick around and sidekick with us for that 9 o'clock hour as well. I mentioned this Bozeman business, Mountain Tough. Really cool Bozeman business. And by the way, if you haven't seen a photograph of the Mountain Tough founder, Dustin Diefendurfer, this guy's a freaking beast. My goodness. We were hanging out by the pool down at Caesar's Palace, and there were probably people thinking like, yeah, I'm not going to mess with those guys because that guy is standing right there. They probably thought he was like one of the UFC trainers or something like that. Absolute beast who trains beasts. So they can go kill beasts while hunting in the fall here in Montana. But we got another really cool guy who was on the trip with us, Ryan Rickert. He founded a company called Fan Up. Fan Up founder Ryan Rickert's going to join us. He was part of the crew down in Vegas for UFC 300. Really cool guy. Got to meet him actually back at the SHOT Show back in January because he's also got an ammo business. But Fan Up, if you were at the PBR... If you were at the PBR, the Pro Bull Riding in Billings at the Metra over the weekend, you would have seen the Fan Up technology in action. But you may not have even known it. So another cool Bozeman company who was on that trip. But then before that, we're going to have John Norris. John Norris wrote a book about the hidden war. He was a fishing game officer in California where the Mexican drug cartels were growing marijuana on public lands and absolutely destroying the environment. And so he created a special operations unit to go after that. But he was on a podcast with Andy Stumpf. Andy Stump's got a couple of popular podcasts. He also owns the Black Rifle Coffee retail location in the Flathead. I ran into Andy Stumpf down at UFC 300 at that VIP party that we got a chance to crash. And I actually was listening to his podcast with John Norris on the way down there. So anyway, I had already been planning on getting John Norris back on the show. We had him on a couple of years ago, but they were talking in this Andy Stumpf podcast about the Mexican drug cartels targeting our reservations here in Montana and targeting Native Americans in particular. So that's what we're going to get to in the 9 o'clock hour. But of course, with John Jackson's background as a retired federal law enforcement officer, definitely want to get his take in that conversation as well. Okay, I mentioned we got a message from Evan in Belt talking about the political persecution against Donald J. Trump. I'll share that message from Evan in Belt right after this. And we've got phone lines open for you, or you can send us a quick message in. If you're busy, you know, driving kids to school, driving to and from the gym or whatever, and you want to just send us a message, you can do that on the Montana Talks app right now. Hey, it's your friend, Sean.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Full court press by the fake news press. They're in a panic mode. The Montana Democrats are in an all-out panic right now with Liberal Senator John Tester. They put out their Washington Post fake news hit piece attack, drive-by media attack last year. They all piled in and people are on to your Adam Schiff. We're on to your Schiff. And when we say we're on to your Schiff, like, we're talking about you, John Tester. People, the little phony little shtick isn't going to work anymore, man. People are on to your BS. They know this phony little game you play. Oh, so I'm here to secure the border. Oh, yeah, sure you are. I'm concerned about the national debt. It was $6 trillion when you ran for the Senate in 2006. It's pushing $35 trillion now. They're on to your shtick, man. So you can raise all the money you want from your liberal donors, your environmental whack jobs. People are on to your little shtick. And for the fake news media, we're on to your little shtick too. We're on to your Adam Schiff. By the way, so symbolic. Breitbart News has been reporting on this. You know, you'll never read about this stuff in most of these so-called Montana news sources that are running liberal blog pieces on their TV station websites as if it's actually news. Don't you have your own team of reporters to do news? Why are you copying and pasting liberal blog reports on your website? People are on to your Schiff. And so you can throw all the money you want. But it has to be believable, right? It has to be believable. When John Tester floods the airwaves with ads saying that he wants to secure the border, it's not believable. But it was so symbolic. You know, Breitbart News was reporting on how, you know, John Tester, one of John Tester's best buddies, you know, we're the best three friends that anyone could have. John Tester's best buddies is Adam Schiff. They have hosted fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser for each other. But John Tester's raking in a lot of money from California, right? How symbolic is it that John Tester, is one of his best fundraising buddies, is Adam Schiff, the lying Adam Schiff, who lied about all the Russia collusion nonsense? That is John Tester's buddy. And It's just ironic that the Montana voters are onto your Schiff. And when you do these fundraisers with Adam Schiff, we're onto your Schiff, man. And that's why they're in such a panic. That's why they're desperately throwing anything they can at Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy right now. And that's why they're even getting so desperate to where they are mocking a Bronze Star for Valor Purple Heart veteran in this disgusting way right now. All right, let me get to the message from Evan and Belt. And then we got a caller on the phone lines from Boulder, Montana. Evan and Belt says this. So let me get this straight. He's talking about the Trump political persecution here. Let me get this straight. We have one man who can't go to trial because he is a feeble old man with a poor memory, is the leader of the free world, professes love for his son, and uses his Department of Justice to keep his son from going to prison. Meanwhile, we have another man of approximately the same age who is cognitively sharp, on trial for charges that, to say the least, have been, for lack of a better word, trumped up, who also professes love for his son, and has been told if he goes to his son's high school graduation, he would be arrested. Now, this is where I would like to cuss, but oh, for Pete's sake, I will just say, wow. It's a great point that Evan and Belt is making there. This judge, this biased left-wing judge in New York City, hasn't even said whether or not he will allow Donald J. Trump to attend his son's high school graduation. Illegal aliens are getting thrown right back out onto the street all across America. Well, our courts are too busy to handle all the illegal aliens. Really? They're not too busy to persecute a president of the United States. Well, courts are really busy. They keep throwing these criminals right back out on the streets, criminals with weapons charges. But no, Donald Trump can't watch his son go graduate high school. These people are disgusting. It is disgusting what they are doing to America right now, and John Tester is in bed with them on all of it. David in Boulder, good to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
I didn't get a chance to follow up on everything I was trying to say yesterday, but anyway, the real reason I went to the candidate forum was to hear one of the gubernatorial candidates speak. One of them I've known for 20-some-odd years, worked with him literally down in the trenches, and Noam is a very honest and moral value person. That's Tanner Smith. And never knew him as a political candidate until the last year or so. And he really impressed me as a candidate. And I thought he did a real fine job. And
Are you breaking up or are you still there? Okay.
I'm here. What I'm asking is people to look at Tanner Smith as a candidate in an honest way. Not saying they have to vote for him, but I think you need to look at him, see what he has to offer as a person. I've just known him as a very honest and hardworking man who'd do almost anything for you.
Yeah, I like Tanner too, but I also got to be honest. Like, you know, the Republicans need to win two Supreme Court seats this year. They need to take out John Tester, and I just feel like, when you've got incumbents, you've got a governor that delivered over $1 billion in tax relief. And Tanner was a part of that as a member of the Republican supermajority in the legislature. The most pro-life ever legislative session with bills that were signed into law. And so I just feel like oftentimes a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives waste a lot of time fighting each other and on intra-party battles. No, that's what primaries are for. I get it. But I just wish more and more conservatives and more Republicans would spend more time trying to win back control of the Montana Supreme Court and the Senate seat. And Senate, it just seems like we have so many folks that end up using resources and time and the base's energy on internal fights instead of taking the fight to the other side and winning back this state, because great work that was done by Tanner and all the other members of the legislature got thrown in the trash can because of a liberal mob majority on the Montana Supreme Court. But that's just my take.
Right. But like I said, I would like to have heard our governor take on some things. However, he wasn't present. So I all they can do is, I like I said, I've known Tanner for 20-some years, and he's always impressed me as a good, hardworking man, and I know his values are very well. And that's all I can say, and I hope people take a look at that.
Yeah, I've enjoyed getting a chance to get to know him as well. That, you know, the downside is, too, is when you've got folks that are serving in a legislative seat, but then they, you know, you can't be on the ballot twice in Montana, of course. So you're giving up an incumbent seat in the state house to then take on an incumbent governor. But I, you know, it also can help because when you have contested primaries, you're able to raise more money towards the general election. So, that's what primaries are for. I just wish conservatives would spend less time fighting each other and more time taking the fight to the other side. That's just my only complaint.
Well, there's some issues still in the, as far as I'm concerned, with the governor in this state. So I'm just saying there's options.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Dave. And now, which that was at a Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. Which one was that? Was that the Tri-County Roundup one?
Tri-County thing, and was close to home for our governor to be there, and he wasn't there, and Tanner was there and spoke, and I was impressed with the way, like I said, I've never known him as a politician by any means.
Yeah. Lincoln Reagan Day dinners are great, but I would also say that, I think too many times conservatives can spend more time just talking to each other and preaching to the choir instead of getting out there and talking to everyday folks that aren't at all the luncheons and aren't at all the dinners as well. And so, but Tanner's been making the rounds.
This wasn't a dinner. It was just a forum.
Oh, okay. Oh, great. Yeah, no, they're fun events. They're fun events. I know this Friday at the Yellowstone County Lincoln Reagan Day dinner, I'll be at that one as well. And I think they're going to have all of the U.S. House candidates for the Eastern Congressional District are going to be at that one. So great opportunity to hear what every single one of those candidates have to say. Now, of course, that's a wide open race now because Congressman Matt Rosendale is not going to be running for reelection. So that's a wide open race. And whoever wins that Republican primary is likely to be the next member of Congress for that Eastern District because it is such a heavily Republican district when it was gerrymandered by the Democrats. Because the Democrats, they wanted to pick up that Western congressional seat. But then they got defeated by Ryan Zinke. And then they put Tranel up all over again, right?
This episode is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile. Save money the easy way. Learn how new Xfinity Mobile customers can buy one unlimited line and get one free for a year now through June 21st. That's like $20 a month per unlimited line. Visit XfinityMobile.com today to learn more. Offer ends June 21st. Restrictions apply. Existing Xfinity internet service and two unlimited lines required. Reduce speeds after 30 gigabytes of usage per line. Data thresholds vary.
Fox News commentary.
The world is in disarray because our president is a senile puppet who cowers to the green hairs and terror activists who hate America. I could really go for some mean tweets and world peace. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
The world was a better and more peaceful place with Donald Trump in charge, and that's just a cold, hard fact. Democrats know it, too. Our current guy is weak in every sense of the word. Physically, mentally, policy-wise, weak, weaker, weakest. And as we stare down the barrel of World War III, so glad our military has been focusing on the importance of DEI and pronouns. But despite the obvious, the leftists and their allies in the media are still trying to convince us that Donald Trump is a threat and a danger. The man who oversaw the collapse of ISIS and started no new wars. The world was afraid of Trump, and we should all like it that way. Maybe our enemies thought he was crazy, but who cares? It worked. Bring back the mean tweets and the world peace. I think I speak for everyone who's honest when I say we need Donald Trump. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Democracy 24.
Former President Donald Trump says abortion rights should be up to the states in a video posted on Truth Social.
Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people.
Trump also said he supported exceptions for rape, incest, and protecting mothers. Trump reiterated that he supports IVF. President Biden reacted to the announcement, saying in part, quote, "There is nothing more un-American than having our personal freedoms taken away." This announcement comes after Trump raised over $50 million at an exclusive Palm Beach fundraiser, nearly doubling what Biden made at a New York City event. But he still has some catching up to do. Biden has a significant cash-on-hand advantage over Trump. In Palm Beach, Florida, Madison Scarpino, Fox News.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. The Biden administration, via the ATF last week, announced changes to rules they say will close the so-called gun show loophole. But what is this often-cited loophole? Some argue it doesn't exist, but it refers to a possibility of someone buying a firearm at a gun show under the guise of a private sale, in which a background check isn't necessary. They contend criminals buy their guns this way. And the rule changes now in progress at ATF would require more sellers hold federal firearms licenses as dealers by essentially changing the standard of selling firearms as a livelihood to selling them for a profit. In turn, this would theoretically require more background checks. But the National Shooting Sports Foundation points to data saying fewer than 1% of criminals admit to buying guns in this manner, where more than half admit to buying stolen firearms or just stealing the guns themselves.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, John Jackson already in the house. Why don't we mic him up a little early? Why don't we just kick this off a little early, especially since we got kind of a busy lineup in the 9 o'clock hour. First, John, will you stick around with us for the 9 o'clock hour today as well? Do a little sidekicking with us?
I'll work for you, brother.
Hey, all right. Well, in that case... this coffee is okay, but, you know, I need to get my, I should have made some 82 coffee in my little French press deal here, but I was short on prep time, so just trying to get back in the swing of things here. But, hey, did you hear this story out of, I think the Disney family in Libby sent this my way, Yellowstone National Park. Apparently all the toilets are getting busted in Yellowstone National Park. Now, I know what you're thinking. Did Senator John Tester visit Yellowstone National Park? But no, that's not what happened. It's not what happened, John. It's not what happened. He's raising money in California with Adam Schiff. He does not have time to be, you know, schiffing around Yellowstone National Park.
I think a funny thing about those toilets in Yellowstone is you saw back, you remember that first, you know, Obama did the same thing that Biden has just done. His very first... bill right out of this gate was some big infrastructure bill, $1 trillion, right? Remember those shovel ready jobs weren't as shovel ready as we thought. Well, all you know where all that money went? So much of it went to pit toilets over in the national parks. And you would go up and you would see that old toilet that's been there for as long as you've been going to the park, and then there's a brand new toilet right beside it.
Right down the really, we're $35 trillion in debt, and how much of that money is going right down the crapper?
And, of course, there's
literally
a big sign.
Literally figuratively, you know.
There's a big sign right beside there reminding you that Barack Hussein Obama built you that toilet.
Well, apparently a lot of those shiny new toilets are getting broken, and they're saying it's because of Chinese tourists. Chinese tourists are breaking the toilets.
Those guys weigh like 100 pounds. How are they breaking the toilet?
Well, so apparently they're standing on them. I didn't know that in China they do this. I remember in Afghanistan,
oh, yeah,
you'd see footprints on the toilet seat, and you're like, oh, come on, the Afghans were in our bathroom again. Because they just have a little hole they squat over to do their business. They don't have, like, a nice toilet to sit on. So when they see a nice toilet, they're like, oh, I must step on this and hover over the seat. Apparently, that's what the Chinese tourists are doing. There was a big report at the Cowboys State Daily and the Daily Caller picked it up as well here.
If,
so
if our buddy Mighty Human Z is out there listening right now, he needs to call in the next hour.
Don't encourage him.
With that joke, Chinese imitating a Chinese tourist breaking the toilet.
Oh, you know, no.
So, but have you ever looked at those things? That's a what? Got to be a 5 foot drop, 6 foot drop, because it's a pit toilet down into. I mean, nastiness you don't even want to think about. I would not stand up on that toilet seat.
Yeah, no, it's crazy here. Let's see. Back in 2015, at least 12 or so of the 42 vault toilet seats in Grand Teton National Park were broken while used toilet paper was often strewn across restroom floors or whatever. So, yeah, apparently they don't like to flush toilet paper. Anyway, so yeah, the reason all those fancy toilets are getting broken is because of Chinese tourists, according to Cowboys State Daily. So,
But yeah, you could see, you definitely could see a John Tester breakage going on there easily because, you know, that – it's tested out about, 300 pounds? So his 350 is going to put it right through the floor.
I have not tested that, but it's just a reminder of all the Adam Schiff that he is doing to this country right now. I mean, $35 trillion in debt, and the money has gone to, you know, toilet seats that get busted by Chinese tourists in Yellowstone National Park, and then the money goes towards, you know, drag queen shows in Ecuador. You know, all sorts of ways that our money is literally being thrown down the toilet all over the place.
As a user of those pit toilets on many occasions, I tell you, they are some nasty places because you've got international tourists all over the world just go in there and just do whatever, and they don't care, throw everything around. It's nasty.
All right, enough of this. Adam Schiff. We're going to move on to some other topics
you
here.
You started it.
I was trying to get to this story, and anyway, lots more to get to after this.